Welcome back. I think it's fair to say there isn't a family in the west of Ireland that hasn't been affected in some way by a family member being diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia. And we know the great work that's been done by support groups in helping families to cope with this awful challenge. Today on the programme, I want to talk to you about what we think might be a game changer in the whole subject of dementia, because we know that 40% of dementia, or up to 40% of dementia worldwide, is actually preventable. Now, that sounds like a very strong statement to make, but we do know that nutrition is one of the key reversible risk factors of Alzheimer's disease, along with smoking and exercise. I'm joined in studio this morning by our good friend James Geraghty from Molloy Pharmacy. James, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
I'm also
delighted to be joined by Professor John Nolan. Now, John is an Albright Scholar, which is one of the top scholarships in the world. He's studied in the United States. He returned to Ireland. He's now based at the Nutrition Research Centre Ireland, which is based at Southeast Technological University in Waterford. And over the last 10 years or so, John has undertaken extensive research on carotenoid levels in the brain and the link between the carotenoid levels in the brain and Alzheimer's or dementia. And as a result of all of this, we are delighted to say that a capsule has been developed, which is called Remind. And that's the purpose of our debate this morning. First of all, I'll talk to Professor John Nolan. John, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to join you from the Southeast. Yep.
Now, let's start a little bit about your research over the 10 years and its progression.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So actually, we've been working in the area of nutrition for over 20 years. My own PhD was 23 years ago. And that PhD work, that science that we conducted then, was looking at how we can use nutrition for a disease called age-related macular degeneration. So that's a blinding disease, which your listeners may be familiar with. It's a disease that affects the elderly section of the population. And we had remarkable kind of discoveries at that time that we could actually use these carotenoids to enhance, if you like, the protective mechanisms at the back of the eye. There's an area of the eye known as the macula. And the macula gives all of us most of our vision, over 90% of our vision. And what we discovered at that point was that there was nutrients called carotenoids, which we should speak about. But if you enhance them, you can basically enhance the sunscreen effect in the back of the eye. So this is now used. There's a supplement used called Macu Prime, which is used to help patients with that disease, age-related macular degeneration. But almost by mistake, we had the next discovery. We were working on a project funded by the European Research Council, the European government, if you like, and a major project. And we were looking at kind of new areas that we could use this good, targeted, safe nutrition. And we discovered that these nutrients were also highly concentrated in the brain. And then we discovered that patients with Alzheimer's disease specifically were highly deficient in these particular nutrients. So the question over the decade of research in this was, well, what happens if we can enrich these nutrients safely in these patients? Can we give a beneficial effect? And then the question is, how do you measure that effect? We look at memory, attention, reaction. So we've been on a series, you know, it's not just one study. We've now published a major study, but there's probably 15 studies working with Alzheimer's disease and patients with Alzheimer's disease that has led us to this point today.
So the situation at the moment is that the most recent research is showing that Alzheimer's patients have shown a significant increase in this carotenoids when they're supplemented.
That's right. So in our first publication, which was published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, we identified that there was these patients. I have to tell you this, that, you know, we spent 2 years even working to figure out how we could safely work with patients with Alzheimer's disease, because understandably, it's a very sensitive area and we had to make sure that we were protecting the patient, and not from a risk perspective in terms of the supplements, but just how you work with patients with these type of issues, these type of age-related diseases. The ability of a patient to give consent, for example, is something that's, we had to be very careful that we do that carefully with family members and so on. So we have really amazing technology at our facility in Waterford. So I could sit you down today, I can basically look into the back of your eye with a special camera. It's called an OCT, an ocular coherence tomography, typically used in eye care and ophthalmology. But we modified that technology to allow us actually measure the nutrition in the retinal tissue. And that's really important because the retina is an indicator of the brain. So it's a if we measure nutrition in the retina, it's telling us exactly what's going on in the brain, because the retina, which is the back of the eye, is the seeing part of the brain. So we know that if, for example, if you have high scores in the back of your eye, you'll have high scores in your brain. And if you think of high scores in carotenoids as being a good thing, because it means you have more protection. What we discovered in that first study was that these patients had the lowest scores we'd ever seen. So then the question was, well, had they low scores, low carotenoid levels, because they simply just weren't eating foods? I should point out that these carotenoids are entirely of dietary origin. So in other words, if we don't eat fruits and vegetables, for example, any foods with colour or spinach or kale, we will have none of these carotenoids in our system. We're dependent on our diet. So we did what we would call a single blind study, which is where you kind of work very carefully with the patients. We know what we're giving them. We tell them what we're giving them. And this is what you do in the beginning of your scientific journey. And we saw really remarkable improvements in those scores in those patients. So they responded really, really well. And then in addition to that, we were studying the brain at great detail at this point. And in addition to these carotenoids, which are these plant-based pigments, we see that the brain is also very nourished by what we call omega-3 fatty acids, which are basically, if you like, the building blocks of the brain. You know, we know that there's about 40 to 60% of the brain are made up of these phospholipids, these lipid fats, if you like. And that we identified that a major fat in the brain is called DHA, which you get from marine foods like fish, for example. So there's a pattern here of healthy foods, Mediterranean diet. So we were able to kind of combine those nutrients into this capsule, which you refer to, the Remind capsule. And then we worked really hard with Professor Rena Mulcahy. She's the professor here in University Hospital Waterford. And we worked with all the nurses and the patients for many, many years. And just published a trial this year, which was really groundbreaking in terms of what the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease could see and use, because there's not enough attention given to, you know, something that's affordable like nutrition in Alzheimer's disease. We see all the excitement last week around treatments, which are fantastic. But when you look into the detail of those treatments, they're really invasive. They're, you know, very kind of ineffective in the most part and have massive side effects. So I truly believe the discovery of our time is that, you know, we've heard for years, good nutrition, be healthy. And I find that kind of useless information in many ways. I think that the celebration of science of current time is that we've been able to identify what's good about good nutrition, concentrate it, get it available so that we can benefit. And not just when we have diseases like dementia or Alzheimer's disease, but throughout our life, you and I should benefit from these type of targeted, safe interventions.
Yeah, actually, you kind of preempted my question, which was, I mean, if you aren't a sufferer of dementia or Alzheimer's, can you still take Remind?
Well, the logic of this is, and look, we won't have time to go into it all today, but absolutely is the answer. When you look at all, there's been a series of PhD works completed at the Nutrition Research Centre in Waterford. And, you know, a lot of these projects are actually in the young, healthy individual and, you know, nourishing the brain throughout our life. I think the best way to think of this for your listeners is think of it like sunscreen. Does it make sense to wear sunscreen before we go out in the sun? That's the whole point, right? So the protection that these nutrients can give is during our life and before we have these traumas. And the reason why, by the way, I believe one of the main reasons why we develop these diseases like Alzheimer's is because it's the cost of doing business with life. That's the way I like to explain it. So what does that mean? When you look at the brain, the cells need to metabolize, use oxygen to stay alive. That's a whole part of a cell staying alive. But there's a cost of that. The cost is what we call oxidative stress. So it's kind of like that initial trauma. I explain it like, if a kid is out in the playground and they're running around and they fall, the trauma, the insult is that impact on the floor. The response to that is the inflammation, the redness, the soreness, the body trying to fix itself. This happens naturally throughout our life. And the trauma piece is this oxidative stress bit. As we all use oxygen, metabolize oxygen to stay alive, we have this kind of challenge that we must counteract. And nutrition and targeted nutrition that have nutrients like carotenoids and omega-3 fatty acids deliver those protective antioxidant, that sunscreen effect is the best way to present it again. So, you know, it's not, suppose, what I like to say to doctors and when I'm educating on this to the medical profession and so on, I think it's time that we move away from just saying, look, eat healthy and be well. We know we should do that. But science has delivered much more kind of advancements that we can say, actually, what's good about, for example, spinach or peppers or the good foods that we're recommended to eat. There's nutrients that live in those plants, these carotenoids, that are really, really potent, beneficial in terms of antioxidants. And it's just amazing that we can isolate. We actually, for our trials, we isolated these carotenoids from plants, from marigolds, from beautiful flowers in Mexico. That's where we sourced them. So they're all natural. And then we were able to concentrate them and get, you know, maybe 25 times more than what the healthiest listener today will be able to consume from a normal diet.
Okay.
And the good news about that is it's safe. You know, there's no side effects to it. That's the other piece.
All right. So effectively, just to overview it, all of these carotenoids, the omega-3 fatty acids, the vitamin E, have all been put into this supplement called Remind. And the suggestion is that you should take, is it 3 capsules a day?
Well, in that particular formula, the capsules are very small because we were careful and cognizant of the fact that as we get older, swallowing some of these supplements that are out there are, you know, really massive and very uncomfortable. So, yeah, they're very small supplements that we use. And I think the commercial product that's been developed has copied exactly what was done in the trial, which were 3 capsules a day, very small,
right,
very easy to swallow, but delivering, you know, high amounts of DHA, optimal amounts of the carotenoids that are living and protecting the brain, the neurons in the brain. And that was the idea, yeah.
Yeah, well, it all makes sense. Lots of people are calling in to say, for years, you know, our mums and our dads said, eat your carrots. They're good for you. They're good for your eyes. It's all come to pass. Thanks for that, John. Stay with us if you would.
Course,
James Geraghty from Eloise. James, you know, this is a breakthrough. This is great news.
Well, I have to say, Tommy, that this is fantastic. It's a fantastic paper. I think it talks an awful lot about what has been out there, but this really consolidates it into a very scientific paper around the basis of how and why it actually works. I know for a long time, myself and Jerry, we've often spoken about antioxidants, omega-3, vitamin E, and the importance they are in the body. To have Professor Nolan on talking in relation to the positive impact that it has for Alzheimer's patients, I think it's really, really important, because the data is actually showing that there is Alzheimer's, dementia are actually growing in quite significant numbers, especially across the Western world, America and in Europe. And
yeah, the predictions going forward are frightening.
Absolutely, Tommy. And this is an area where, you know, the importance of scientific research around, say, for example, you know, it's often been said, let food be thy medicine. And here we are with a very, very powerful paper around that particular area. And the fact that it has been encapsulated, I think, is very, very important. I know, for example, Tommy, I know I can talk to carers or people out there this morning. They'll know the names of Aricept, Ebixia, Exelon. These are all medicines that are there to try and control the symptoms of Alzheimer's. And, you know, that control decreases as the actual condition actually advances. And here is something that can actually be used in conjunction with these medicines as well, you know.
Yeah. But the supplement, listeners, or the capsule is called Remind. That's R-E-M-I-N-D. I understand as well, James, that it's the only supplement to be granted a patent.
Absolutely. And this is the great thing. And where you have scientific research around this particular type of area, Tommy, it's very, very important. And this is a peer-reviewed paper. And at that level, it's very, very scientific. And as well as that, Tommy, I think the important thing here is that this is a very important concept around the treatment and the management of this particular issue. And I know that there's a lot of work being done with an awful lot of the hospitals as well in relation to it. In saying that, there is a lot of work being done as well just around the whole area of new medicines coming. One of the most recent one, aducanumab, which has just been released by Biogen. And purely from our perspective, what they're trying to do is there trying to look at what is the actual issues around the amyloid plaques that are causing these issues in the brain and these tau fibre proteins. So that work is going to progress down the line. And I think the work that Professor Nolan is doing here around this particular area, around the nutrition and the likes of what Biogen are doing with their particular, that down the line, Alzheimer's is going to become more manageable.
Yeah, it is great news. John, lots of questions are coming in. And yeah. I suppose, you know, for people out there this morning who are caring for a father, a mother, a wife, husband, whatever the case might be, who has memory loss and who has been diagnosed as being an Alzheimer's patient, they're asking the question, you know, can this capsule, this supplement reverse the damage?
Right. So the first thing to say is that, you know, and I appreciate this discussion, actually, it's very fruitful in terms of addressing all the aspects. The, you know, nothing you would do with nutrition or lifestyle would ever be instead of good medicine or new medical treatments. I like the summary of, look, you know, trying to fix the proteins and that are produced that we don't want there, the plaques and the tangles, these things that kind of just mess up the network of the brain. You know, a medicine is to kind of get rid of those. What we're talking about is stop them happening in the first place. So it's never instead of, it will be always in a supportive way. The second thing I'd like to say, and to answer your question, is, look, we should be very careful not to over-sensationalize this, because I, more than anyone working with Alzheimer's and medical doctors, understand what families go through. I've seen it firsthand in terms of working with these patients. So we're delighted with this really positive opportunity to help with the symptoms of the disease. So, you know, people that are listening now that are caring with people with dementia, they'll see that basically their mammy or their daddy essentially has lost themselves. They've lost the person they once have been, the person that they would have known. And what they live with is, actually, if you were to ask me to put a nail on it, I'd say they're living with a frustration, because these patients, you know, they can't, like, for example, reading would be a good example. You know, they're looking at the words on the page, they can see them, but they just can't get it out. It's all these new actions, these new memories. So there's a frustration piece, there's a mood piece, there's a short-term memory. And what's remarkable about our work with nutrition, when you design an experiment, and this was, as you, a peer-reviewed placebo-controlled trial, you have to pick a measure, an output, an outcome that's important to look at in the context of the disease. In this case, we use very sophisticated and validated assessments, where Professor Mulcahy and her team wanted us to assess the entire story of the disease. So it's more than one thing you can measure. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. And so, go ahead.
No, so just to finish the point, like, what we were able to see is that the short-term memory, how the person lives their life, the total story improved for the individuals. You know, less issue with moods, less issue with aggression, agitation, all of these things that it's very hard for loved ones to see happen, their parents or their loved ones, you know what I mean? It's, so to be able to help with the symptoms of this on this very difficult journey is what we're kind of happy about. And, you know, as the discussion has said today, there's lots more to do, but we're in a position now. And in case we don't say it, you know, one of the next big movements here is to make sure that we insist on quality and support for people suffering with this. And what I mean by that is that, you know, really good pharmacists, like the conversation we're having today, that are educated in this and understand this, know how to make that prescription, that recommendation, as opposed to letting the carers off to their own devices, because there's a lot of supplements out there that just won't meet the quality to give any benefit at all. So that's something I wanted to say as well.
Prevention always better than cure. Cost prohibitive, James. A lot of people are texting in to say, you know, it's quite expensive. Or do you want to comment on that, or John?
Tommy, I think purely from the perspective of the cost issue, over time, you know, there's a lot of medicines out there that are very, very expensive. Can you put a price on health, you know, over a longer period of time? For me, purely from a perspective, it offers a chance to actually offer something to somebody who's going through a very, very difficult period, a carer or a patient.
Sure. And the cost being roughly, what are we talking about?
I think it's about 40, 49 euros.
For how many capsules?
I think that's for a month's supply.
Month's supply, yeah. Right.
I stand to be corrected on that.
Okay. Lots of people are asking as well, is it available in the UK? A caller in Manchester.
John could answer
John?
That.
John?
Well, actually, you know, on the costing, I don't, it's news to me. I wasn't fully familiar with the price because the university basically licensed out the intellectual property, and there's a lot of work for the company to do to get it into the quality piece. I would think the government have to kind of help with this now and support. My own mam takes it, for example. So, you know, she will use her anything she can do to take it. And the cost of it is less than a cup of coffee a day kind of thing. Yeah. So I suppose when you look at it that way, maybe that's easy for me to say. I get how difficult it is, particularly in the current economic climate. So I would hope that the company, the Remind company, do everything to kind of manage the cost to make it available. But also I would believe that we used to have systems called the hardship scheme where people could kind of go on and get this. And unfortunately, the newer governments removed that for various food supplements, and for me the cost benefit of that is crazy. The government need to look at this differently, and I will work and lobby with the government to educate on how we can do that. And
okay,
that's something I'm committed to next year, because I want everyone to have access to this and I want it to be affordable for them.
And
for
very
sure.
Briefly, John, do you know, is it available in the UK? I presume it's available to ship from
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely,
online. Yeah. You can buy it online
and
have it shipped that way. Yeah. Okay, well, look, as you said, we don't want to sensationalise this, but it is exciting. And the capsule is called Remind. That's R-E-M-I-N-D. You stock it, James, in all the Molloy pharmacies.
We do, and I think it's fantastic. 25 years ago when I started in pharmacy, you know, it was a big move, all dispensary medicines and how, but now there's, you know, I don't want to use the word a more holistic approach, but there's greater science coming into it about the benefits of what Professor Nolan was talking about here today.
Yeah, we're seeing the benefits of all of this research in front of our very eyes.
It's a great story.
Tommy, can I just say, we're very lucky to have people like James who spend time, you know, to read the papers and to study this and care about it, you know. I think generic recommendations are not very useful. I think people like James are leading the way. It's the first line of care. You know, our hospital system, we, you know, working with Rena, by the time Professor Mulcahy, by the time the people get there, the diseases can be very much advanced. The question is, can we get in front of this? And it's with people like James and colleagues in pharmacy and so on leading the way to do that. We're very lucky in Ireland to have that approach.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We sure are. Yeah. All right. And James, if people want to purchase online from your pharmacy, the website...
Absolutely, Tommy. You know, Molloy's Pharmacy, www.molloyspharmacy.com, but most pharmacies and health food stores should be carrying this.
All right, a huge number of calls. Thanks to everybody for getting involved. Thanks to Professor John. John, thanks a lot for joining us.
God bless you all.
All the best.
Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. Professor John Nolan and James Geraghty from Molloy's Pharmacy. James, thanks so much for coming in.
A million thanks, Tommy.
Not at all.